Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cash the Ticket is presented by FanDuel.
The next game, we're going head up. Well, we agree on one thing, because now I sound like one of these goofball, like, Omaha radio at 3 a.m. touts, you know, the $5 radio spots. I'm going to kill your bookie, side and total. I like a side and the total in this game. What could go wrong? Ravens laying 6.5, hosting the Steelers, your total 44.5. And I love the Ravens here. Jim loves the Steelers. So do you want to make your case first and then I'll go?
And then we'll meet in the middle on the under, because I know that's where we're headed.
You know, come on, man. You know me.
So
me betting an over in the month of December? Absolutely not.
I feel a little bad because I feel like I'm doing a copy and paste from when they played the first time. But this is a real thing. Underdogs of 3 or more between Tomlin and Harbaugh. 19-2-3. So, yeah, I like the dog in this. Mm-hmm. Watt should play, which is a big deal because Lamar has struggled against the Steelers, 1-4 now, 8 interceptions in those games, and the Steelers have pressured him. 31% of dropbacks, 22 sacks in that 5-game span. I'm going to take 6.5 points in the Steelers.
And you're right with everything you're saying. The problem is I can't get over the spread. It feels a lot like last week. When I said, wow, see the Eagles laying 5.5 against the Steelers? It's the same thing here. I think the Steelers are fake.
Yep.
And when you factor in no George Pickens, I think their offense is completely neutered. Now, your points about Watt, you're right. Is Watt 100%? I have doubts. And Lamar, you're right. He's never figured out the Steelers. You are right. I acquiesce. I just really feel like the Steelers are being exposed. They're not on this level. Now, if you want to attack the Ravens, you have every right to say, you know what? Derrick Henry, the explosives, they've been gone the last month. You're right. I just feel like the Steelers are going to play some man-to-man here. They are going to try to heat up Lamar, and I think he'll have answers. And I, you know what part of this is, Jim? Because I do like the under as well, and I know what I'm doing flies in the face of each other.
Mm-hmm.
I just wonder, can the Steelers score any points? Like, even if the Ravens offense isn't very good, they could still win a 20-10 game.
To your point, was it 4 of the first 5 drives last week for Pittsburgh were 3 and out? Not only were they empty drives, 3 and out. And I am nervous again, no Pickens and not expected to play. That's typically how you can beat Baltimore, is shots down the field. They stop the run, which means Pittsburgh's not going to be moving the ball. Now, you're going to have to thread a needle here. Right? I mean, it's clear.
Oh, 100%.
We don't have to cap the under too much. I think everybody picks up on this. Lamar gets stymied a little bit. Pittsburgh can't move the ball. The first game was 18-16. So I think people understand how to get to an under, but for you, you got to have something like what? Like 21?
20 to
10. Yeah, yeah.
And I'm making a case, I guess, that even if the Ravens' offense is broken, even if Justin Tucker murders me by missing another kick, there is a pathway because no Pickens. I just don't see a pathway for the Steelers to score. So, look, it could be totally gross. What if it's 17 to 10?
I could see it.
So, you
no,
know,
I'm
so
not mad at you.
Look, you're so right with everything you're saying. I just, this spread, oh, wow, I get the Steelers plus a touchdown. Dead. So, like,
I guess what I'm saying is I understand everything you're saying. I just feel like I need to see it. I feel like the Steelers have been such a profitable bet against Lamar. I'm going to do it until it's not a
Skepticism
winner.
Is healthy. There's nothing wrong with it. All right, let's move on. By the way, as much as I shit on the NFL, these are two good games.
Yes.
I am excited to watch them.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.